not to make too big of a deal of it, but if it's there, it's there for a reason. Matthew writes in his gospel this phrase that the disciples reply one after another as they are wondering who it is that will betray Jesus. How do they respond? Surely it is not I, Lord, Lord, Adonai. Instead of saying the name of God in the scripture as they approach it in the Hebrew scriptures, instead they would say Lord, lest they use the name of the Lord, their God, in vain. Even have a Jewish friend who in our text back and forth would say things like God bless you and such. He'll actually type the letter G, put a space, and then a D, so as not to actually text the name of God in vain. Great care, great attention. And yet they convey and they speak of Jesus as Lord. This is not a nickname. It expresses the depth of their being. It expresses their belief in who he is. And for a Jewish person to do this, a very clear understanding of what they are saying about who Jesus is. We get to where Judas responds. And what does he say? He doesn't say the same thing as them. He says, surely it is not I, Rabbi, the Hebrew word for teacher. Little difference between Lord and Rabbi. Little difference between how we would refer to God and how we would refer to our teacher. It's a little bit more obvious this morning at the Mass with the little kids and the school kids, because I could say, you know, your teacher is legitimate authority in your classroom, but your teacher's not God. You know, a lot of the kids were relieved to hear that. This reality, this distinction between the two. Does Matthew make a mistake? Should he have written Judas saying, surely it is not I, Lord? Matthew specifically writes that Judas refers to Jesus as teacher, as rabbi. It reveals to us, my brothers and sisters, that it is very, very important that we truly know who Jesus is if we are to have right action as a part of our life. If we treat him as anything other than the second person of the Holy Trinity, the incarnate Word of God, our Redeemer and Lord who lives forever, if we treat him in anything other than the truth of who he is, we run the risk of our actions reflecting not the truth of him, but a lie. Judas can betray Jesus because he is a teacher. Amongst many other teachers, many other rabbis of his time, Judas's understanding, reflected in the words that he chooses to address Jesus as, reflect the disposition of his heart and give us some insight into how he could betray him. My brothers and sisters, it is very important that we know who Jesus is, truly, that our actions would be ordered in accordance with this reality. Lastly, I would say too, it's not just knowing who Jesus is, because knowing who Jesus is for the sake of our actions corresponding it, but knowing who Jesus is because we are made in his image and likeness. We are made in the image and likeness of God who is love. If God was something so radically different than us, even more so than he is, But if, to say that a different way, if we were not made in the image and likeness of God, then what purpose would there be of imitating Jesus? Jesus just came to redeem us. He didn't come to reveal who we are. But that is not true. We are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love, and God becomes incarnate, enfleshed in our humanity to live in our midst. He has much to teach us about our worth, our dignity, that we are created for one purpose, to love, to give ourselves as gift for the other. It is essential that we see him in action, that we would not only know who God is, but that we would also know ourselves. So, as we enter into this Triduum, we ask for that awareness, that as we see in the actions of Jesus, that we would see in the actions of Jesus the actions of our Lord and God. And the actions of our Lord and God that reveal who he is and who we are. Amen.